أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله وإذا كانوا معه على أمر جامع لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوا. إن الذين يستأذنونك أولئك الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسوله، فإذا استأذنوك لبعض شأنهم فأذن لمن شئت منهم واستغفر لهم الله إن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. This ayah number 62 of Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again about the respect, the adab and the etiquette that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had for our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when they would go into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when there would be any form of mashwara, etc., then they would not leave the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without taking permission from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows or says that this is a sign of iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More specifically, the ulama have explained that it was the 5th year of the Hijrah, the month of Shawwal, that the Battle of Trench, which is known as Khandaq, had taken place. And before that, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to know that the allied forces are going to march onto Medina Munawwara, at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called a mashwara council with all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. The matter was a matter of importance, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called upon one and all. And it was on this occasion that when some had to leave, then they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave. But then we found the contrast, and that was the munafiqeen, that on the one hand, they were not going to participate, but they came in to show that they are Muslims. But then thereafter, very quickly and shortly thereafter, they sneaked out of the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. Certainly the believers are only those who believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا كَانُوا مَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ. And when there are some important matters with them, لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنُوا. They do not leave from the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until they had sought permission from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have written like that when there are important matters to be discussed, even after the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, and in the various Islamic governments, and if the Khalifa or if the Amir himself calls up an important meeting, then this will also be the procedure, that if anyone needs to leave that meeting, one should seek permission. And we find that this is adab also, etiquette also, that when one is studying by any alim or any ustad, or the murids of any sheikh, when they leave, they should be seeking permission before they leave. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِنُونَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly those who seek permission from you, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then they are those who have brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then this address will also be for the ustad or for the sheikh, that when the student or the murid seeks permission for some important work, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا اسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ. That when they seek permission from you because of some of the important affairs, فَأَذَلْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ. Then give permission to whomsoever you desire from amongst them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمُ اللَّهِ. And seek forgiveness on their behalf from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah ghafoorun rahim. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most kind. So in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the adab and the etiquette that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.